The latest from podnews.net. Michael Barbaro and Lisa Tobin from The Daily are the subject of a long piece in The Hollywood Reporter as they gear up for The Weekly, a 30-episode season on FX and Hulu. It launches in June. Network 10, an Australian television network owned by CBS, has released its first podcast, The Professor and the Hack. It's the first from the company's 10 Speaks division and is a political podcast coinciding with the recently announced federal election in the country. It isn't yet in Apple Podcasts, though. Megaphone post about the Apple Watch, calling it podcasting's stealth success story. Some advice for you today, three ways to build and keep your radio or podcast audience. We'll link to that from our show notes and our newsletter from Backstage Magazine. Jar Audio looks at ideal analytics for branded podcasts. Billboard highlights what makes a great podcast studio. And Brett Schaefer examines Spotify's podcast analytics. Spotify is using Instagram to advertise its podcast content in Canada. Featured podcasts include Canadaland, Frontburner, and The Daily. And Google Podcasts appears to have many BBC podcasts back again, this time via republished RSS feeds on Feedburner. Meanwhile, explore topics you have listened to as a new section of the app, leading you to Google searches about podcast topics you've listened to, and an auto-generated popular with listeners of PodNews panel appears to suggest, well, we're not quite sure what it appears to suggest, to be honest with you, but the list includes Disrupting Japan, Reconsider, Autonomous Cars, and something to do with late night something or other. Anyway, now that the website link has disappeared from Apple Podcasts pages, we again wonder about the validity of the BBC's removal of their podcasts from Google Podcasts. Three new podcasts to tell you about today. Shell, the petrochemicals company, has released its first podcast called The Energy Podcast. The Bugle, the audio newspaper for a visual world, has moved to Entail using the company's new RSS transfer feature. The podcast used to be part of Radiotopia, but has recently attempted to gain even more independence, much like The Country of Andy Zaltzman, the main host. And Westeros Weekly has a new Game of Thrones weekly podcast. We got some correspondence today, a few opinions on the problem with the word subscribe. We prefer to use the word listen, as we say, but Jason writes, there's a big difference between the word subscribe and the word listen. Listen to this podcast sounds like you're asking people to hear one episode. Subscribe to this podcast sounds like you're asking people to hear all of your episodes as you publish them. Meanwhile, Harris says, I think subscribe, used with one simple change, can be even more enticing and helpful than listen. My solution is to take the weakness of the word subscribe and turn it into a strength. Subscribe free. I think subscribe free, Harris says, is better than listen because you want to instruct them to find and click subscribe rather than just seek out a play button. And thank you to Podcast Guests, connecting podcasters with great guests, for becoming a silver supporter of PodNews today. You can be like them at podnews.net/article/advertising. And that's the very latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.